This is Jack Bauer, and you're listening to the Who's Your Daddy Godcast.
Questions. You have them. Let's open up the mailbag in today's Godcast Q&A.
Hello, podcast here. It's that time again. Frank and Christina Sasso here with you on the Who's Your Daddy Godcast with our Q&A for August. Sitting with me right now, you know her, you love her, Christina.
Hey.
You're so excited.
It's late.
It's very late, but we gotta do this.
Yes. All the little babies are sleeping.
All both of them.
And I will be sleeping too soon.
Well, we're gonna get through these questions and then we'll see about sleeping.
Okay.
Because I caught a couple of them while I was spooling out and downloading. Real quick, wanted to remind you guys that we have a network that we highly recommend you listen to. A new show every day from a different podcaster with its own podcast. Become a Light on Mondays, Logos on Tuesdays, Voice of One on Wednesdays, Secret Refuge on Thursdays, NMA, Empowering God's Beloveds on Fridays, Bella and Me on Saturdays, and of course, you're right back with Who's Your Daddy on Sundays.
That's us.
That's us. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
From Kay Truelli, which I think I'm butchering that name. I've been looking for a Christian podcast network like this for 3 years. I've searched the internet for something like this, and A History with God Ministries is the only ministry doing a podcast outreach. Everything about it is perfect. Well, thank you. They even have a sermon of the week in their rotation for good measure. I'm just so happy that I finally found what I've been looking for here. All the shows are produced in a top-notch way. The personalities of the podcasters are great, and I really like that I can write in and they read them. My question is this. I know how to podcast, and I know what goes into producing a good one. Does each podcaster meet with each other regularly to stay in sync? I can't imagine that they don't. Well, we don't have, like, weekly meetings, if that's what you're asking.
We don't really meet regularly at all.
Right. You know, so it's all by the Spirit.
That's exactly
That's why it sounds so good, really. But thank you for those kind words.
Yes, thank you. That
really appreciate
very nice.
That.
And I'm glad you found us.
Yes, we are glad you found us. This is from Over the Moon, and then there's a number, but I don't want to give that information out. I have a question that I think will stump Frank and Christina.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Maybe Bella would know.
Well, too bad Bella's sleeping right now.
Oh.
Because her show went live today, too.
That's right.
A Q&A, actually. She had a Q&A show.
I know.
Okay, so here's the questions that Over the Moon thinks will stump us.
Okay.
Why can't the all-powerful God not forgive someone of their sins after they die? Example. A Christian man that is seemingly on God's good list makes a stupid decision and decides to drink a little too much at the fish fry. On his way home, he crashes into a minivan, killing a mother and her two children and himself. This man led a very faithful life and made one stupid yet grave mistake. If this man did not ask for forgiveness of his sins before the electrical activity in his brain ceased, then God will judge him and send him to hell to burn for eternity.
Well, that's an easy one.
That's a very easy one.
That is so easy.
Are you kidding?
Wow. First of all, here's the error. And this is why God is so absolutely cool and why so many teachings are wrong and people get confused. God has already forgiven all of our sins.
Right.
So we don't have to keep asking for forgiveness because we've already been forgiven. Past, present, and future.
Mm-hmm.
So all of our sins that we will ever commit, ever in our lifetime, even our lifetime to come, into our old age, have already been forgiven. Second thing, not only has he forgiven all our sins, us Christians, the act of Jesus coming to earth and dying on that cross was for everybody's sins.
Unbelievers as well?
Everybody's
Even
sins.
Hitler?
Everybody's sins. Everybody, past, present, and future. He covered every human being that ever existed at any time ever. All the sins of the world forever have been forgiven. And I'm really not actually sure what the guy did wrong.
He drank too much and killed a family in the minivan.
But it was an accident.
Yeah.
So he didn't murder them like he went out intentionally
Well, he drank too much of the fish fry, and then went driving, and he
okay, so this is, I don't know.
Vehicular manslaughter.
Okay, here's the thing. For me,
yes,
and I'm not God, so I don't, I'm not trying to judge anybody here. I'm just thinking, for me, in my humble opinion,
right.
he made a bad decision, and the consequences of that decision were tragic. But I don't see any sin here. You know what I mean? Like,
well, let's say, let's just assume that over the moon means that he drank too much and he's considering that a sin.
Okay.
Let's just say
okay.
That that's what
well,
it is.
Anyway.
Because I don't know either. But he's,
all right. So let's just disregard that then. And so then I think I've covered that.
Right. That and the fact that he's a Christian man in this example, he's going to heaven.
Yeah, he's going to heaven. The only thing that'll send somebody to hell is if they don't accept that free gift of forgiveness,
which was Jesus dying on the cross.
Yeah.
Right. That's it.
So, if he's already accepted that, and he made a mistake, and he died, he's going to heaven.
Right.
See, that's the thing. Like, we would have to ask forgiveness every second of every day, you know, just to make sure that we didn't get struck by lightning, and right. oops, right. we didn't ask forgiveness for that last sin, so now I'm going to hell.
Right.
God doesn't does you see how illogical that
right,
would be?
Exactly.
I mean, not that God is logical, but that doesn't even make sense.
Right.
So, I hope that helps you.
I think Over the Moon is stumped now.
Mm-hmm. That was an easy one.
That wasn't easy. Come on, Over the Moon.
We
give us something tough.
We have to call Bella in on that one.
Okay, this is from Insatiable. Why does Frank hate to lose so much? What's the problem? Well, do you
who
like
likes to lose?
I hate it because I don't like to lose. Well, what's the, there's no problem.
I don't think anybody likes to lose.
Who likes to lose?
Well, here's the thing. I don't think that you go into a deep depression when you lose, but you don't go out into the challenge, whatever the challenge is,
right.
in the hopes of losing.
Right. And what are they even talking about?
I think you mentioned that in another podcast.
Oh, I think that was a Keith thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I hate to lose. I want to win.
I think everyone hates to lose in any arena.
But this is so much.
Well, I think you were very emphatic about it. But that's, I think, because you were with Keith.
Yeah.
And it's like too much caffeine was involved. But anyway, go ahead. Next question.
This is from Sizzle Mo.
Ooh.
I'm an audio drama producer, and the editor of this podcast makes me want to walk away from my cruddy productions because he/she is an incredible genius.
Wow.
Not an overstatement, the truth. Guts, faith, and creativeness. This is a bold, edgy project that answers those who say Christian productions are barely produced and amateurish. You won't say that after hearing Who's Your Daddy, especially the game show episodes. It's like great talk radio mixed with morning DJ drive time radio, spun into biblical themes, twisted toward educated and not so educated research and outlines, and a heap of New York accents on steroids. Boring, you say? Not this, I tell you. This rocks.
Wow.
Well, thank you very much, Sizzlemo.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate
much.
That.
That is a very nice
Very, very nice.
Email.
I love the
nice
name,
to
too.
To get that encouragement. And
Sizzlemo.
No, I did not edit it. I don't even know what that would be like.
All right. Are you going to... I love this person's username.
Okay.
This next question is from Kiss Me in the Morning, but Put on Ryan Gosling's Head First. Who comes up with the questions for Bible or Bull? That is my favorite thing they do, or anything, when Keith and Frank are together.
Wow.
Keith writes all the questions. I never know what he's going to ask. I totally, really just go into the game blind and uninformed. When he asks me the question, that's the first time I'm hearing it. So he writes the whole thing. I don't do it. It's very easy when I do a Bible or Bull.
Yeah, you like those.
It's very easy.
As far as preparing for them.
Yeah. Okay, next question. Sailing to Mars.
I like that one.
That's the username. I agree. No way men and women can be friends. There's always the sex thing, even if the man or woman is ugly.
Oh, God.
I love all listeners.
Ay.
All right.
Okay.
This is from 24LVR. How do they get Kiefer Sutherland on the show? That's so cool. Oh, 24 Lover. That's what that means. Okay.
Oh,
24
okay.
LVR.
Okay.
And that just hit. It just clicked, connected. How they get Kiefer Sutherland on the show? That's so cool. kind of a long story, but it's actually through a contact of mine at the American Society of Cinematographers. She was able to pull some strings, and that's really the nuts and bolts of it.
Right.
It's not, I wish it was
very
more
abbreviated.
Yeah, it's just a really, maybe I'll tell the story one day. This is from Chi Tree Free. In the Bible, in the Garden of Eden, if the fruit of the tree of knowledge contains the knowledge of good and evil and right and wrong, then how could Adam and Eve have known it was wrong to disobey God and eat the fruit before they did? They couldn't have known what right or wrong meant. Also, if God had explained to Adam and Eve what right and wrong was before they ate of the fruit so that they would understand why it was wrong to eat the apple, why wouldn't he have essentially given them the knowledge that he had just forbidden them to have? Remember, this is the original sin, the basis for the need for salvation in all of Christianity. Moreover, why did God put the tree of knowledge in the Garden of Eden in the first place, especially if he knew it was going to happen? Isn't he supposed to know everything that'll ever happen? It would have been easy just to place it on the other side of the world, or on the moon for that matter.
Interesting question, because I just did
That's intense.
A podcast about that. It addresses the question about God explaining good and evil and all that. Now, the second part is about why did he put it there in the first place.
Right. You talk about that too?
No, that I don't. But the first part of the question, I think, will be answered in that podcast. So I would encourage you to listen to that podcast,
which will be up next Sunday.
I did a podcast just focusing on Genesis 3 and 4.
What's the name of that one?
Choose the Glory.
Choose the Glory. Okay, you hear that? Chi Tree Free? Why would he put it there in the first place if he knew what was going to happen? Well, the reason he put it there in the first place is because he gave man free will. If there's nothing to choose, then what's the point of free will?
Right.
So
right.
That's why he put it there.
Right. God didn't want robots. He didn't want robot followers. He wanted men and women that would fellowship with him freely by their choice, not because they didn't have a choice.
I gotta say, this question is very well written.
Yes.
And there was a lot of thought that went into this. So, Chi Tree Free, I don't know if you're asking on behalf of someone. I don't know if you're an atheist. I don't know anything about you. I just want to commend you on taking the time to ask an intelligent question.
We get a lot of intelligent questions.
Yeah, I'm not putting anybody else down. I'm just saying, usually a question like this has, like, an argumentative spirit attached to it.
Right, but this doesn't.
This, I'm not catching that from this.
Well, you know what I think is really good is that if you have questions, that's great because that leads you into discovery.
Right.
And when I have a question, I start to search it out. And then that's where either I find my answer or with the help of the Holy Spirit, you get a revelation on an answer. Mm-hmm. And that question... That podcast I did on Genesis, which we're calling Choose Glory,
right. It
just came as me, oh, I'm going to read Genesis, and then I got this revelation about the tree of good and evil.
And I believe you got that revelation because God knew there was someone out there,
yes,
tree free, that was going to write in and answer.
Absolutely.
That's so cool.
I think God knew the question in your heart. And that you wanted to ask us, so he prepared me so that you would get an answer that would help you.
That is cool.
Because he cares about you.
Next question is from Go to Heaven with Me. Why do they keep calling the book on Amazon the manuscript? Okay, before it was even a book, it was just basically a document that I transposed from my journal into something readable. And I had given a copy of it to Keith to read, and he loved it, so he called it the manuscript because it didn't have a title, it didn't have a name.
And it didn't have a cover or anything.
It wasn't a book.
It was just typed papers.
Stapled together, that's all it was.
Right.
Now it's a book. Now the second book is now up there.
So it got the nickname manuscript.
Right, because I didn't write it. That's the other thing. I didn't write this. I just prepared this document of a conversation I had with the Lord.
Right. Rather than calling it a book.
Right.
Giving people the idea that Frank actually wrote it.
That I authored it.
Right.
Right. I just penned it.
You just kind of transcribed it.
Exactly.
Okay.
He called it the manuscript. That's why it says manuscript by Frank Sasso on the bottom of each of the books. So there you go. All right. Okay. Wrench Thrower. This is from Wrench Thrower.
I like that name.
I tried to follow along so closely and even went back to the original Bible-able and cannot understand the point system they use. Please explain.
Oh, please give up on that. There is no system. It's just whatever numbers pop into their head.
Hey, don't say that.
It's true.
You're not even there.
I listen to it.
You're sleeping. We have a whole system. I'm sorry, I'm not at liberty to discuss the point system.
Of course not. Of course. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. Hey, okay.
Look, you can't always get an answer
it's
to your question.
It's a secret point system. That makes no sense.
You have to be playing the game to understand. Okay.
All right. All righty.
Okay. Next question is from Wrench Thrower. You like that name?
Yes, I do. Well, my nickname is Firestarter.
There you go. This is from Darshell. I never knew what to say when someone would ask me the can God make a rock question. Oh, the can God make a rock? He can't move. The answer Frank gives to that is perfect. Thank you. Also, do the guys hear the sound effects when they record it, or is that added in later? I don't know if I should divulge any secrets. Does it sound like we hear them? Does it sound like we don't hear them and they're added in later? I don't know what to say.
And that whole rock answer came from
Pastor Larry Clark.
Yes.
I totally absconded with that.
Yes.
Here's the thing. The question is, can God make a rock so big that he can't move it?
Right.
Yes, it's called the Word.
Right.
There you go.
And Pastor Larry told us that answer when we saw him. Pastor Larry, yes. Pastor Larry has his podcast on Monday.
Right. Become a Light today.
Yes. That's the same Pastor Larry.
Right. I don't want to answer that question. Sorry, Dashiell.
Some things have to be a mystery.
Ooh, I feel so powerful.
Some things have to remain a mystery, I guess.
All right. This is from Helix-Minded. Helix-Minded.
What are the DNA?
I guess. Well, Helix, isn't that like a double?
Well, that's a double helix.
Oh, that's a double helix.
Right. A helix is like a spiral.
Oh, okay. One of the things I love about this podcast is that they rarely edit out uncomfortable moments. In a recent episode, Christina, usually very confrontive and tough, cries when hearing a story about how someone got saved listening to their intro with Kiefer Sutherland. Does Frank or Christina feel awkward when something like that happens? No, I don't.
I don't. No.
I mean, I just sit here and kind of wait it out. Not that I don't care. I'm just, she's crying.
No, I don't cry a lot. And I don't feel awkward when I cry, so.
It takes a lot for you to cry.
Right, I don't cry a lot, I said.
Yeah, right.
But I don't feel uncomfortable when I cry or awkward. Right. My thing is like, what you see is what you get.
Amen.
So.
Amen. There's another one of those moments. This is from Gotta Know, and then a bunch of numbers. Who was the person saying yes on the B&B show when Frank and Keith unpacked a particular question? Again, I cannot divulge that information.
Ay, ay, ay.
Sorry. My prerogative.
What was the contest we had that somebody won, remember?
I still don't know who won.
They never
got back to me.
Got back to us.
And,
okay.
All right,
we'll do another contest.
Okay, hold on to your seats.
Oh, boy.
Buckle up, because this next entry is from a good friend of the show, Mr. Captain Britain.
Hello there. How you doing, mate?
Cheers, mates. Captain Britain with greetings from across the pond.
Oh, hello.
Just checking in with you with some news. One of my students showed me a picture of Captain Britain. I didn't even know there was such a character.
Me neither. I just found out last week.
And I've added his likeness to my email account avatar.
Yeah.
I want to tell you how much I appreciate the most recent Bible-able episodes. My students played along live this time.
Ooh.
We played the show in class, and I kept pausing it after the dramatic music played, and my class would answer before Keith revealed the answer. Loads of fun.
Oh my goodness, that's fun.
Frank and Keith are ace at the game show formats. Really? If they only knew how we set this up. It's two idiots sitting there.
I know, yes.
All right. The movie that Frank quoted was from a movie about the mafia, which I will not endorse by mentioning the title. Oh, okay. We quoted a movie in the last episode.
Okay.
And we asked, I wonder if Captain Britain would know this movie because it's an American movie. So he obviously knows the movie.
I agree with you, Captain Britain. Do not mention that. I don't like that movie.
Okay. One of my students said, I nearly hurled when a British voice was played acting as me. Oh, that was when I said, how you doing, Captain Britain? I put an English guy in there saying, if you haven't figured it out, I'm British.
Yes, I remember that.
So Captain Britain almost hurled when he heard that. Another student said it was completely mental and he loved it. Frank sounds completely gutted when he gets an answer wrong. It's only a game, mate.
But he hates to lose.
I hate to lose, Captain Britain. So what do you want me to tell you? Please let Christina know that I listened to the Damascus Anointing episode and have started my own study on that topic as a result.
Yes.
Spot on teaching in that episode.
Thank you. That's what I love. I love that people will jump off and do their own thing.
Amen.
Their own study.
Keep up the great work and we'll be listening from here.
Oh, we love you.
Captain Britain.
We love all of us.
You have now become, like, a major part of the show.
I know. I feel like you would never met, but we're friends. That's
okay.
The beauty of the internet.
That is a wonderful thing.
Yes.
That they are listening to this podcast. God help them.
Wow. How much fun is that? Cool.
Okay. Hucklebee. I have a huge crush on Christina and would like to know if she can do a podcast about meeting a godly woman like her. I can't find one, and I'd also like her to be gorgeous. Okay. Well, Huckleby, first of all, calm down. All right?
You know what would be a cool idea? If me and Lavinia...
Oh, if you guys
maybe we did a podcast together on that topic.
Well, we are going to be on her show in about 5 more weeks.
Well, I wouldn't wait that long, but... Okay, well, that sounds like a topic.
You can't be on her show before the 25th episode.
All right. Just but I can do this topic on my own.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Well, he'd also like her to be gorgeous.
Well, here's the thing. When you fall in love with her and she's the woman that God has for you, she'll be gorgeous.
I'm sure that's not what he means.
It doesn't matter what he means.
I'm just telling you.
I'm telling you what God means and what I mean.
And lastly, from... Real Hunter. Is Frank and Christina really that way with each other? I can't believe this couple gets along that well. I've seen husbands and wives pastoring churches that don't even get along with each other. If they are for real, they need to bottle whatever they're using and sell it. My wife would never allow me to act like a cock-up on a podcast with my guy friends. Love it. What is a cock-up?
You know, like a goof.
I never heard that term in my life.
It's kind of a British term.
Captain Britain, is this really you?
There are other British people out there. I just want
my wife would never allow me to act like a cock-up on a podcast with my guy friends.
I don't know. She might surprise you.
Yeah, what do you mean? Are we really that? That's what amazes me. Why do people get married? If they don't like each other.
Well, no. Now...
I'm sorry, I don't understand. That's how that question hits me. You're shocked at this, that we get along?
I mean, look at the marriages you see around you. You know, like one thing that, and sometimes we're guilty of it, but then we rein it in.
What?
Like, there have been times when we've been to restaurants and both people in the couple are just sitting there looking at their phones.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Or they're sitting there staring into space, like they're not talking.
Oh, one of them's on the phone, and the other one's staring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that's kind of sad. Like, you're out to dinner. I mean, even if you're out for a cup of coffee, like, shouldn't you take the time to be talking? And again, who knows? Maybe the people we're seeing aren't couples. Maybe they just, like, work together and they're stuck there. But, like, you know, you're assuming they're a couple, and they're not even talking to each other. And I know I've had conversations for many, many years where in the instances I'm talking about, the woman would say, if I told somebody, oh, Frank works from home, the woman would say, oh my God, I could never do that. If my husband works from home, I would kick him out. I can't stand him in the house when I'm in the house. Oh, I have to have him go off to work. If he was in the house, he'd drive me crazy. And I don't understand that. I like when you're home. I love when we're home together and that you
love
work.
Working.
It's not like, you know, we're always attached to each other. You're working, I'm doing whatever I'm doing, but we're together in the house, and then we take breaks and we have lunch together and we go for a walk. Yeah. And I don't understand, like, why wouldn't you want your husband in the house?
I don't understand,
and I think it's sad. I think people grow apart. I think the way the world sets it up, I'm not saying everybody's like this, but, like, you know, people get married, they fall in love, they get married, and then life happens, you know, like, right. Responsibility happens, and right. Mortgages, and then kids come, and I feel like women put their whole life into their kids,
right,
and exactly. The husband takes the back seat,
right,
and then when the kids are gone, who's this guy I gotta get to know again? And it shouldn't be that way. Your first priority should always be the husband and the wife are the first priority. The kids come second.
Right. That's right.
The kids are second on the ladder there. So you always maintain that relationship between husband and wife first, because that's actually better for the kids.
Right. They see that example.
Right.
You go, wow.
And they don't become...
Mom really loves dad. Dad really loves mom.
You know, the spoiled brats that get everything that mommy's attention and daddy's attention.
Right.
They learn that there's a hierarchy and there's a system in place.
Right.
But anyway, that was my little rant on that. And that's that. Thank you for that, though. Yes, we are. We get along. We fight.
Yeah.
We fight big fights.
For
we
along.
Yell. And mostly I yell.
You yell. I don't. When I do yell, watch out, because then she knows I'm in business.
Yeah, right, right. And I get so scared.
Well, you tremble a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so we fight and we air our differences right. or our grievances or our concerns, whatever.
And then
whatever.
Chris usually apologizes.
Yeah,
and then
right.
From there, we move on. So,
we laugh a lot.
I'm sorry, thinking about something that. Not even related, that's making me laugh.
We laugh a lot, talk a lot, we spend time together, we put God first.
Right.
And I think that's the major, major key.
I was laughing about when we were in the supermarket yesterday, and we were buying ice cream, and I said, oh, we should get cones, because then that way we won't have to, you know, we won't have to dirty a plate.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, of course.
Yes. Sure. Thank you, because I wash the dishes. Thank you, Frank, for, like, sparing me the dish.
No problem.
Because I know, you know.
Or bowl or cup.
Yeah. Frank likes food.
Yes.
That is in a self-contained other food.
Yes, I do. Just like TV dinners.
You know, like if you get... Well, no, a TV dinner is not self-contained. You got a foil.
Oh, that's true. But the sourdough bowl or soup bowl.
You like the soup bowl made out of bread.
Yes.
You like the taco salad made out of the taco shell.
Yes.
You like the
ice cream in a cone.
In a cone, because you can eat the whole meal.
Everything's gone.
Everything's self-contained.
Yes.
Well, now everyone knows that.
My two favorite foods are anything that's self-contained or compartmentalized.
Yes, like a bento box.
Bento box, the best.
A TV dinner,
best.
Where you have your little compartments.
Love that. Mm-hmm. No food is touching each other.
Right. Frank's a Romulan. He also eats one food, then the other. Like, I mush everything together. Like the mashed potatoes and the roast beef and the vegetable all go on the fork together. But Frank will eat the vegetables
right.
And then the steak and then the mashed potatoes.
I like eating in layers.
Because you're a Romulan.
Not a Romulan.
And you know who I'm talking about, you people out there, when I say he's a Romulan.
And if you don't, look it up. Right, yes. Type in Google, how do Romulans eat?
Yes.
Romulan, Romulan. Right.
Is that? I don't know.
I'm just sounding it out. And the other thing is, I like to follow directions. Christina does not like to follow directions. I like to follow a recipe to the letter. She's like, "Hey, I don't have garlic, so I'll use an orange." You know, whatever. You know, it's like
no.
You know, a pinch to her is like maybe like two fistfuls.
Oh, no. Now we're exaggerating.
All right, everybody. That's it.
Let's also keep our brothers and sisters and everyone actually in Texas suffering or in need. Keep them in prayer.
Yes.
Hold them up that they are blessed and that anything that was stolen from them by the enemy will be returned to them sevenfold. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
So always keep others in your prayers.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. And remember also that we love you. God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.
Stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from the History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Until next time, remember, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.